What sound does a body make when it falls on mahogany as opposed to oak? 6 months ago, I'd never asked myself a question like this. I also knew much less about the answer than I do now. Medium fries, 2 barbecue burgers, drink? Yeah, give me a medium, soda. I don't know, pick one for me. Yeah, Coke is okay. So the guy behind the counter didn't find choosing my beverage amusing. I did. I guess it was my display of my mediocre sense of humor, but hey, I'm average. I like my burgers medium, my sodas medium, my women large. I take large because they don't make them in medium anymore. Sorry about that. My sense of humor again. It comes and goes. Yeah, I'm back to the story. I killed someone. Actually, I killed lots of people on lots of different floor coverings. There was tile, linoleum, all varieties of carpet, astroturf, the list goes on and on. Okay, the story. Sorry about that. I have to remind myself what I'm saying. It's that I lose track of what I'm talking about a lot of times, so I kind of talk to myself a lot. So lots of these floor coverings have to be put on with this glue. Sometimes that glue could make people a bit, you know, funny. I had that funny business happen to a few fellas that I used to work with. It always made me a bit nervous when they got like that, and grown men getting all giggly like a little schoolgirl wearing a pink dress and those little things that they clip in their hair to keep it out of their face. Hair clips. Jeez, there I go again. So anyways, I was working alone because of all that funny stuff with the glue, and I got kind of lonely, so I hired a guy so I'd have someone to talk to while I worked. The man I hired was named Peter Worth. Peter was about 6'1". He had brown hair. I think he had a couple of kids. No, I'm absolutely sure he had kids. I'm also sure one of them, the boy, was not named James. His wife was a pretty lady, about 34 years old. And so it was unfortunate when Peter died before I ever had a chance to meet him. We just corresponded by phone until I went to his funeral, but he didn't say much back to my story. I was saying how I'd killed lots of people on many different types of floor coverings. The floor coverings that these people, all of whom were not named James, after all, I liked the boy, died on were dry. Not dry like from water, but from the glue stuff that I was talking about. I never liked that glue. So what I'm trying to say is that this glue had everything to do with it. But don't blame the glue company. It's not their fault. I had developed a brain dependency on the fumes of their glue. I behaved differently than normal when I was not exposed to the floor coverings with the wet glue on them. Something about those floor coverings with that wet glue. Some jobs didn't need that glue, so I had to bring a spare roll of linoleum and a brush some of that glue on it just to get through the day. I hate the smell of it, the glue. So sometimes I had to, the smell of it. I would go out and do things without my small square of linoleum. After I realized my addiction needed to be fed, I started carrying a square, 1 by 1 inch of linoleum smeared with my glue. I had it in my pocket in a fast food restaurant. People often complained of my smell, and they would ask if I do floor coverings. I would reply, yes. So I told them I'd do it for free, pro bono, because of a small Bolivian tree lizard. He had told me to. I would tell them that I met the fantastic lizard when I was on a vacation in Honduras. They would look at me wide-eyed and begin stepping backwards, and I would laugh and tell them, oh, I was just joking. I was really just joking. I'm not some kind of nutjob, you know. And when I told them that I would do it for free, they always brought up some questions. That would produce my impressive resume, and they would quickly quiet. I said that all they had to do was buy the floor covering, and I would install it. Peter and I always used to talk on the phone about how he would have Kool-Aid on those hot days. I knew him well. It was so sad he died the day after I called him back and told him that he got the job. I thought about his boy often. No, I'm not some type of pedophile, no. I did not kill my Peter. He was my best friend. It normally makes a kind of dead hollow sound when a body falls on it. When I killed this nice elderly man named Raymond Spence, he made a sound like a cardboard box being dropped into a pile of dry leaves. Raymond was the second person whose flooring I did. Raymond died halfway before I finished the job. After he died, I had to make my own Earl Grey tea. The mistake that I kept making was this. 1, a job would not require glue. 2, I would forget said glue. 3, I had to make my own tea. I brought my little square of linoleum with me to my first free job. I was having problems with the glue, and a square had stuck itself under the front of my shirt. Normally, my square was in my left front shirt pocket. The glue had evaporated much more quickly than it did in the pocket. Bodies falling on carpet usually don't make much noise at all. Miss Buller was a different story. She made a sound like a bunch of Jell-O falling down some stairs. I had to bake myself cookies after that. Miss Fuller was the first one. That was totally my fault, though. Totally. I did not finish her kitchen floor because she didn't buy enough wood and no glue.
I met Miss Fuller in the hardware shop. We were in the adhesive section. She asked me to do flooring on account of the glue smell that I had. She also had a son who was not named James. I told her yes. I met most of my people in this the same fashion as this in the hardware shop. I was in the hardware shop as usual because it was a Sunday. This time I was in the flooring department. I was picking out some linoleum from my bedroom. I just wanted linoleum in my bedroom because no one has linoleum there. I bought the linoleum and took it home and installed it. The linoleum was all shiny there on the floor and it looked good. Damn good. My room smelled of that terrible glue smell that I had grown to love. It had the linoleum on the floor. Things were good. Then a ringing in my ear, much more severe than it had been when I was not around my glue. Peter had told me that I should get it checked out, and for his sake, I should have. Staring forward, unable to move, I looked and saw a small Bolivian tree lizard, and this is what it said. The sound of your body falling on the linoleum is not unlike the sound of a ripe cucumber falling in a cardboard box. And then I died.